Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by teaching them to communicate with greater impact. Now, I began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with impact and influence on the telephone. I was actually an expert in communication techniques for virtual teams long before anyone was even talking about virtual teams. In this podcast, I will offer you one big tip, tool, or technique that you can use right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. Let's get started. Today's episode is entitled, One Way to Stop Your Audience from Multitasking. So here's the scenario. You are on a conference call, you're leading a conference call, you're launching a conference call, and you can tell that people just are not there with you. You're going through the call, and you can tell by delayed responses or no response, or just all kinds of things. People are distracted. They're asking you to repeat the question you just threw out to the audience. These are all symptoms of multitasking. Your audience is multitasking. And so there's one way that you can stop, and there are actually multiple ways you can stop an audience from multitasking, but the one way I'll share in this episode is really tied to your message. So when you're actually delivering a message or communicating with your audience, one way to stop them from multitasking is to use a headline. Use a headline. I've said this repeatedly in the course and in lots of other venues, the importance of a headline. So think about it. A headline is usually a bold phrase or a statement or something that you see on a newspaper or a magazine, and it's designed to grab your attention, to stop you in your tracks, to make you walk over to the magazine, walk over to the paper, open it, and further engage with the message by reading the article, reading the story that's there. That's the purpose of a headline. It's to grab your attention and to draw you in to the message that's inside the document or inside the periodical. Now, the same thing is true with a verbal headline, right? A verbal headline should immediately stop your listener from multitasking, grab their attention very quickly, and draw them in to your message. So the thing about a verbal headline, because again, you're in a virtual environment, so you need to use your words to connect with people, to engage them, to inspire them, to motivate them. So you need to use what I call juicy language or powerful words to stop people in their tracks and get them to pay attention. So as an example, I might say something like, danger, this project is derailing fast. That might be my headline that leads into a presentation I'm giving. Or that might be the way I kick off a meeting after I've done the attendance and laid down the ground rules and those things. I might then just say, we're in danger. This project is derailing fast. Well, at that point, I have everyone's attention, right? Now, obviously, that's sort of a negative message, you know, a fire drill kind of a message. But the idea is it stops people from multitasking, because think about it. In most meetings, what happens is the leader of the meeting is sort of talking on, and there's a lot of verbiage and a lot of talking. And so the audience knows nothing of value has really happened yet. And so they continue to look at their text messages or IMs, they look at their emails, because you as the communicator, as the leader of the meeting, you haven't said anything to grab their ear, to pull them in, to stop them in their tracks, to draw them into the message. So I want you to think about a verbal headline that is just six words, and it really will grab your audience's attention. So remember my example was danger. This project is derailing fast. Now, I might go on after that to say the reasons why it's derailing or what we need to do or those things, but those six words are going to stop the audience, and that's what I want. So what I want you to do is I want you in this week, your action step is to in your next conference call, I want you to distill your message or the purpose of the meeting down into six words, just six words, and use that as a verbal headline to stop your listener and to draw them into the message. So remember, it has to have punch, it has to be clear, it has to be visual, it has to be concise, and really impact the listener. That's what I want you to practice in this next week. So please email me, let me know how it goes, let me know how you're using headlines, and even send me some examples of headlines that you're using. You can reach me at Rasherrell@dao-leadership.com. That's Rasherrell@tao-leadership.com, or you can always go to the website and fill out the contact form and reach me that way. Okay, so give it a shot, use a headline, because that is the number one way to stop your audience from multitasking, or I should say it's one way to stop your audience from multitasking. Okay, thank you for a great episode. Let me know how this works for you. I'm Rasherrell McCreary, your host, and I'm signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.